You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The endless parade of time. Who can say what fruits the future will see ripen? We can only keep looking towards
tomorrow's world with Isla Christensen and Stella Huggins on 95BFM.
Hi Earthlings, just Stella this week and I bring you great news. Aging has been cancelled. Okay, that might be an overreaction actually, but some good news is that the Environmental Protection Agency has approved a fungus known as the Mushroom of Immortality for cultivation in Aotearoa. The fungi known formally as Ganoderma sessionis, and I hope there are no Latin speakers listening to critique that pronunciation, has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years and linked to health benefits like boosting the immune system and helping treat depression and high blood pressure. So now that it's reached Aotearoa's shores for agriculture, how will it be contained to ensure the safety of our native wildlife? I spoke to Miriam from the EPA on the matter.
So the mushroom that we're looking at is known as Ganoderma sessionis. It is nicknamed the Mushroom of Immortality because of a range of health benefits that have been put forward by the applicant. So that includes things like boosting immune systems, treating depression, dealing with high blood pressure. They've also claimed anti-carcinogenic, antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties.
So has the fungus ever been present in Aotearoa at all in any form before?
So it hasn't been growing in New Zealand before now, but there are some related species that are found in New Zealand, but not this specific.
What is the EPA process just generally for deciding if an organism is allowed to be grown here? And why did the Mushroom of Immortality pass those tests?
So our role in the process is we look at the risks and benefits that an applicant is putting forward. We use scientific information, Mataranga Māori if it's available, a range of other sources of information depending on the exact process, and then undertake a risk assessment to check if there are any risks that cannot be managed or if those risks are unachievable or undesirable for New Zealand. For this application, because it's in containment, the key requirement we're looking at is can it successfully be contained so that the organism can never get into the New Zealand environment.
I suppose that kind of partially answers my next question. Fungi are quite diverse and all, but the general reproductive method is to produce spores and have them dispersed via the wind. Is that the case for this species? And is there the potential for spores to reach other locations that aren't intended? Is it being contained? Is that how it's going to be managed?
So the Mushroom of Immortality, it does produce spores in its natural life cycle, if you will. One of the requirements we put on this approval was that the applicant makes sure that it never produces spores because that is a key requirement for the containment to make sure that it can stay where it's supposed to.
And in terms of cultivation, I know the details are commercially sensitive, but how will the EPA ensure the organism is safely contained? So not producing spores, for one, will that be just cutting off the life cycle at a certain point?
We have what's known as outcome-based controls. That means that for us, we don't specify exactly how the person's going to achieve it. We just say what they must achieve. So in this case, we've said they can't allow the spores to be produced. It's up to them to determine how they're going to best ensure that doesn't happen.
But does EPA do anything in terms of simulating what the possible effects are on our flora and fauna? If the mushroom were to make it into our wildlife, do we know anything about what might happen if, in worst case scenario, that were to happen?
So certainly that's part of our risk assessment. We do want to look at, first of all, how could it escape? And then what measures have we got in place to ensure that those don't happen? And then in the highly improbable case that it did escape, what would be the likely outcome of that? In this organism's case, the temperature range doesn't particularly well align with the New Zealand climate. It is being put forward by the applicant who got a specialist to help them on this, that if it did highly unlikely get out of its containment, it wouldn't survive in the New Zealand environment. However, if that was incorrect, then would potentially establish, given that we have the substrate that this mushroom would need in New Zealand. In fact, most places do, given it likes dead wood.
So, there you have it. Aotearoa's agriculture industry is growing by one more organism, approved by the EPA, to grow safely on our shores. Hopefully that means that I can live until we visit Mars. Thanks for listening this week, and stay curious, Earthlings.
Looks like everything's gonna be alright.
Tomorrow's World, with Isla Christensen and Stella Huggins on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.